A widening bribery and sex scandal in the Navy has Hawaii connections. CivilBeat.org reporter Kirsten Downey joins us now with today's reality check. Hi there, Kirsten.
Aloha. How are you, Beth Ann?
Well, it seems a lot better than some of the folks in this scandal. I mean, this sounds yes. like a plot from 5-0. Who's involved and how did this scandal crack?
Well, we don't know all the history of it, and it's all still coming to light. But this is a widening and broadening scandal, and some people think that up to 200 people are under scrutiny right now, including 30 admirals, in a case that involved a Malaysian entrepreneur named Leonard Francis, who was called Fat Leonard. He was a big guy, and they called him Fat Leonard, and he really knew how to woo people and entice him to give him information. So what it's turned out is that dozens of naval officers have been implicated in this, and they traded information on troop movements and ship movements in exchange for luxury vacations, for fine dining, expensive wine, and visits with prostitutes.
So who are some of these people involved?
One of the ones who was just recently convicted was David Capon, who was a Hawaii and an Oahu resident who pled guilty yesterday to lying about his relationship with Fat Leonard. And he pled guilty in the U.S. District Court in Honolulu yesterday. The cases are being prosecuted by the U.S. Justice Department, mainly out of Southern California. But as the investigation proceeds, we're seeing more of these cases also turn up in federal court here in Hawaii. Of course, that makes a lot of sense because the Seventh Fleet, which was the locus of the corruption activity, is part of the Hawaii-based Pacific Command.
So at this point, what was the relationship with Fat Leonard that led to all of this? I mean, you've sort of intimated a little bit, but what did Capon do?
Well, it's not clear exactly, and his plea agreement was not made public. A lot of this is secret information, which is part of the reason that the extent of the investigation is only slowly coming to light. But he is alleged to have accepted undisclosed gifts from Fat Leonard over a long-term relationship. His particular case came to light when he went to work after he left the military. He became deputy chief of staff for special operations for the entire Pacific Command in Honolulu. He had to do a regular security clearance update in early 2005, and he failed to disclose that he knew Fat Leonard. On the security clearance documents, you were supposed to cite any foreign nationals that you knew and that you'd had business with. Knowing that this investigation was underway and that it would hurt his reputation and his career to be associated with it, David Capon chose not to include the contacts with Fat Leonard.
We got to go in just a second, but was he sentenced? And if so, what happened?
He'll be sentenced on September 11th. He faces up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
Pretty hefty, but some would say maybe not hefty enough considering what may have happened, and we don't know the full story yet, but thank you very much for bringing us this part of it.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Kirsten Downey.